You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon.
Didn't want to hear.
Oh, I believe on Friday we do a little thing called Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock, the airing of the grievances.
We will be airing the grievances. I'm so excited.
Hey, do we have the bowler coming in today?
3 o'clock. Today? You guys, 3 o'clock. There is a young girl in the state of Missouri who was the very youngest athlete to bowl a perfect game. Mm. Now, not only is she the very youngest athlete to bowl a perfect game, she has one more award in her trophy case. And so I saw this on the socials, reached out to her dad. I'm like, can you guys come in? We'd love to have you come in. And that is today at 3 o'clock. We need some good, just good news on Fridays.
During Festivus, we've had grievitudes before. I think that I have the very first ever gratigrievitude.
Wait. How can you grieve but still be grateful? I don't understand.
So a grievitude is a grievance that becomes a gratitude. I have a gratigrievitude.
Like it
a gratitude that became a grievance that became a gratitude.
A gratigrievitude.
A gratigrievitude.
Here's what I would like you to do. No. I would like you to trademark that term because it's glorious.
Yeah. Gratigrievitude. Here we go.
So it started out as so I'm following the train here. Gratitude turned into grievance that then morphed back into gratitude?
Yes. So it's something that I've been waiting on for months that finally happened, and then it turned bad, and then it turned good. It's a gratigrievitude.
Okay. I love it.
5 o'clock.
Okay. In Dana's honor today, we do have a switched at birth story in the stack.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that I'm so excited because that's devastating for someone.
This one is out of North Dakota.
Now, we did implement a rule a few months ago that certain topics were only allotted 60 seconds.
We are going to waive that rule today, and here's why.
I was
going
to present a motion to the board that we waive that rule for this particular story.
No.
Just this one?
Just this one.
Okay.
Got it.
All in
favor, say aye.
Sam and I actually wrote down out in the newsroom, 3 weeks ago, Sam? I said, name me... I think there's 4 things that I'm obsessed with. And he replied, just 4. And I go, no, you know the list. And I will ask Scott, can you remember the list? There's 4 things. Switched at birth is one of them.
Yes. I wasn't expecting to be put on the spot. Is golf one of them?
No, these are devastating things. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, serial killers.
Spontaneous
combustion.
Human combustion.
Yes.
And then feral children, which until now had not really been in the news. Like there was one case in the 1950s with a kid like Mowgli that was raised by wolves. And then now all of a sudden feral children are back in the news, even though they're saying they're not necessarily feral.
Where are the feral children? I didn't see that story.
Ohio.
Yeah, this happened while you were gone. It was a family. I actually calling it a family feels wrong. It was a group of people that happened to be related. And they had 16 children.
Oh, I did see that. That story made the Wall Street Journal.
They at one point had 18 children for a very short amount of time.
Right. And they all had the same last name or some of them had the same last name.
All from the same couple who came from the same couple. And all 20 of these people lived in the same 2-1.
Okay.
Two bed, one bath.
Wait, I want Scott to see the photo.
That's so gross.
Not that I want to spend a lot of time talking about the feral children, but since you brought it up.
You technically, but I asked for clarification.
Right.
Yeah, I digress. The
mother of the 18 children, two of them died, so there are 16 surviving children, started having those children at age 15 when she married her then 18-year-old husband. So let's just start there.
Who are the other two adults?
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad?
They look like brother and sister, I don't know. But they are
mom and dad.
His mom and dad.
There's a lot going on in that house. Mm-hmm. The one thing we keep coming back to that no one can explain to us is how in a small town with one small town hospital, this isn't KU Med and Children's Mercy, or maybe you pop over to Overland Park Regional. I don't know if we'll have time. This is a small town hospital. And she started having these children at 15, then 16, then 17, then 18, then 19, and then all the way up, and then 4 sets of twins, and no one asked in the healthcare system, mm-hmm. isn't that Isn't that 24 people living in one 1,800 square foot house?
But to your point, and I get it, but who is supposed to keep track?
I don't know. I mean, isn't there a tally when you, oh, she's back again?
But I understand
that's
that.
Like, aren't we at 12?
But like when you had your four children, how would you have felt if you're at home, you're nursing, it's like day 14 with Jack, and all of a sudden, hi, we're with the government. We just wanted to make sure that Jack is still here.
I know, but
living in the
you
house.
You don't find it a little odd that they will make sure that you leave the hospital with a car seat? They will go out with you and make sure, and they right. will not, because the baby's a patient too. The Correct. Baby is the patient once the mom has the baby. They will not let you leave the premise without a car seat. So we enacted that rule, but there can be 24 people living in a house piled with poop, and the kids are almost dead, and roaches, and like all that, and no one thinks like there's probably something going on
but,
in there.
But if nobody called, you know, a neighbor, or I'm assuming these kids never went to school.
Is there were no reports of for no. a welfare check. And there,
no,
they were,
there was no school. Yeah. The oldest one is 18 and cannot write her name.
So where is the public safety net, for lack of a better term, if the kids are never enrolled in school, okay, they never need or request government services of any kind?
They only went into that house, Scott, because they were serving a warrant for Dad for indecent exposure.
And then that's do they smell it, or do they see it?
Yes.
It was visible from the street. I mean, the house was in squalor inside and out. But it was, you know, small town Ohio. Not necessarily different from the neighbors' homes. Not trying to, you know, paint a broad brush about small town Ohio.
And so refresh my memory. The oldest kid in that house was how old?
18.
Yeah. 18.
And cannot write her own name.
Never been to school.
Never.
A day in her life.
Nope.
And where is she now?
They've all been taken into state custody.
The state of Ohio has set aside $1 million for their care because, I don't know, the word feral is awful. But what they have said is these children have not been outside. They have not been, I don't know.
It's very rural, southeastern Ohio, out in the back hollers.
The what?
The back hollers.
But Dan, I'm not blaming the healthcare system. I'm blaming the four adults that were in that house. But there is a very strong argument out there, and I'm not saying I agree with it, that the mother is a victim in this case because she was 15 when the birth started. Never finished grade school. Like, people are allowed to be poor.
They are, but I don't know that I'd be willing to call her a victim. I mean, she did know, did she not, wrong from right?
The argument about her being a victim is the idea that, one, a judge had to grant permission for the marriage.
At age 15.
That granting was likely rooted in the fact that, and this hasn't been confirmed, but it has been reported that she had a bit of a bad upbringing. I'm trying to be, I don't know. I don't
like
know
maybe
the right
an
term.
Abusive upbringing.
Yes. Okay. And so the judge may have seen it as, well, now you're pregnant and, you know, you might as well move in with this guy because your other situation's not any better. And I don't know.
Okay. In other news, LeBron James is going to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Awkward transition party of one.
Well, I don't want to keep talking about these kids. I feel terrible.
I'll tell you this. The first thing I said when I read that LeBron James was moving, and then is Shaquille O'Neal going somewhere, or is it just LeBron today? Because he's long retired, right?
He retired like
no, I know.
10, 15 years ago.
Someone said to me today, did you see the news about Shaquille O'Neal? And I said, no, I think that's the other guy. I think it's LeBron James. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Worse.
Looks up news on Shaquille.
No, I did. Might have been Johnny. And I was like, isn't he like 50?
Shaquille O'Neal clapped back at idiot Dave Portnoy for slamming Tom Brady.
He's 54.
That's the most recent headline. He's going to clubs all over the country to be DJ Diesel. That's what he's doing.
We were in Vegas when he was actually working there as DJ Diesel.
I saw him after the Big 12 tournament one year. It was awesome.
You could not get tickets to that. Okay, let's go from the children you don't want to talk about to the animals, because this is interesting. Okay. They have found nearly 100 animals that have now been removed from a home of a postal carrier. And you might think, okay, she's a postal carrier. She's a hoarder. What's the deal? She is suspected of removing and taking the cats from the route.
From her own route?
She would deliver your mail, take your cat.
These are not feral cats. These
No. These are cats that at one point had a home, and the woman that was delivering mail.
They still have a home. It's now hers.
Got some junk here. We've got some political, elections coming up here. And then there's Whiskers. I'm going to take her.
Come here, Fluffy. You want a treat?
No, we'll talk about it. Because this is another case where they're like, I think maybe she's just crazy and needs to go away to a hospital.
You think?
It's also a crime. But also crazy.
You said 100.
100 animals.
You don't need to say crazy. That's already implied.
We sure about that?
You say 100 animals, I already know she's crazy.
She just really liked cats.
And the text line, great point. We never got to Dana's fourth bad story obsession. I'm going to go ahead and just add animal hoarding.
Mm. It's on the list.
Yeah.
It's not as high as spontaneous human combustion.
I think that one's the top.
That's an honorable mention fifth category right. That she's not allowed to talk about for more than 60 seconds.
Okay.
SHC right. is definitely the hottest one.
I've got it out of my system. We can move on now.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.